Okay, welcome to March 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joe DeCristoforo. And on today's program, the Kansas cattle quarantine, the invention of the paper milk carton, the first sewing machine to sew buttonholes, and the story of who invented the telephone. Was it Bell or was it Elisha Gray? Plus, Daniel Webster will endorse the Compromise of 1850, and the band A-ha will become the first Norwegian band to top the U.S. pop charts. So, let's get started. 1885, the Kansas cattle quarantine. After the Civil War, Texas had so much cattle, Ronald McDonald was slobbering at the mouth. The northern states were lacking a necessary amount of cows, so there was a new market for the South. Texans would use the Chisholm Trail that led from San Antonio to Abilene, where cattle could be driven from there to cities like Dodge, Caldwell, Ellsworth, Hayes, and Newton. However, two problems came with the cattle. One was tick fever and the other was hood and mouth disease, and it was spreading to valuable Kansas farm cattle. By 1871, Wild Bill Hickok was hired as town marshal in Abilene to try and restore order, and the cattle headed west towards other Kansas towns. And with the cows came the rowdiness of cowboys. Some of the more popular stories of the Old West actually happened in conjunction with this cattle exodus. You see, Kansas had become an agricultural state by then, and its townsfolk grew impatient with the cowboys' lawlessness. By 1885, the Kansas legislature enacted a strict quarantine, which closed all of Kansas to Texan cattle for all but the winter months of December, January, and February, when the cold killed most of the diseases. Barbed wire fences began to drape sections of the states, and the open range wasn't so wide open anymore. An invention in patent news, 1985, rest in peace, Victor Ferris from New Jersey. He supposedly invented the paper mill carton, although that claim is disputed and there's no actual patent for his name. 1854, Charles Miller patents the first U.S. sewing machine to stitch buttonholes. And in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell patents the telephone and Elisha Gray cries foul. Now, there have been other claims to the invention of the telephone, or parts of the telephone, or designs of the telephone, specifically the use of liquid transmitters. Bell's patent beat Elisha Gray's patent by 2 hours. According to Wikipedia, the courts decided priority in favor of Bell, the telephone company he founded. In addition to being constructed differently from the transmitter described and pictured in Gray's caveat, Bell's working liquid transmitter of March 10, 1876, operated in a way that is in fact described in Bell's original patent application, but not in Gray's caveat. A book by Edward Evanson called The Telephone Patent Conspiracy of 1876 concludes that it was Bell's lawyer, and not Bell, who misappropriated Gray's water transmitter or variable resistance invention. 1850, Daniel Webster endorsed the Compromise of 1850. Considered by the Senate committee to be one of America's all-time top senators, he was responsible for the Webster-Ashbury Treaty, which established the border between the U.S. and Canada. Webster tried 3 times to run for president and failed. He was a conservative spokesman for modernization, banking, and industry, but not the common man that was represented in the Jacksonian democracy. Along with fellow Whigs John Calhoun and Henry Clay, Webster wanted the Union to be preserved and thus endorsed the Compromise of 1850, which of course did not stop the South from succeeding later on. And finally, in entertainment news, 1985, A-ha went to number 1 on the U.S. singles chart with Take On Me, making them the first Norwegian group to score a U.S. number 1 song. The video for the song featured the band in a pencil sketch animation method called rotoscoping. It's combined with live action, which won 6 awards and was nominated for 2 others at the 1986 MTV Video Music Awards.
And that's it for March 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Be sure to tune into tomorrow's program. We'll talk about the Grateful Dead, Civil War news, the Lonely Hearts Killers, and the L.A. Lakers. Until then, be sure to check out the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com. leave a comment on the comment board, check out some of the multiple choice quizzes, and follow me on Facebook and Twitter, JUSDHL. And thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone, and thanks for listening.